Yeah, it's an opportunity to actually add to some recreational opportunities beyond the typical wildlife management we do here. It's 1,500 acres of federal land accessible to the public that we primarily manage for wildlife, but with wildlife comes an interest to see the wildlife. And getting canoes and kayaks and getting hikers and mountain bikers out onto the refuge only increases their awareness of what's in their backyard, and will basically get them out and be active in their, you know, in their area. And hopefully we can draw people from Aledo, the Quad Cities, down from Burlington or something like that, just to get people up here as a destination in a really safe paddling area for the public. You know, we're not connected to the Mississippi, so it's a nice little levied backwater, so to speak. And unless the winds are terrifically great, it's a very beautiful paddle out here for the whole family.
And as far as a representative of the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, kayaks and canoes are more conducive to, I guess, experiencing wildlife. Am I right on that?
Yeah. There's a place for motored, watercraft. There's a tremendously, from a wildlife perspective, paddling slowly and quietly up to wildlife with as minimal disturbance as possible only increases your availability to see things. Motorboats, have a place, and I think that people come out here fishing and recreating in that regard is terrific, but we really encourage low impact, get out there, experience it, get some exercise, see the wildlife, and at different times of the year, different wildlife are out there. Right now we're seeing a lot of basking turtles and a lot of snakes on the water and a lot of birds in the shallows and a lot of broods of various waterfowl species.
So as you explain that to me, I would kind of define this maybe as kind of a hidden wildlife treasure that maybe a lot of people don't realize is in their backyard in Mercer County.
Yeah, if you look at an aerial photo through Google Maps or some other map source you have, and you see this area of federal land that's identified as a natural area, we're trying to increase awareness that it's here and it's accessible. It isn't just something that we manage almost to the exclusion of the public, because everything we do, we want the public to see what we're doing. And so there's a lot of improvements that are going to take place here at Keysburg. And it begins with a dock to fish from, to launch a kayak from, to tie off a boat to get in and out of the water safely. In addition to that, we're going to have opportunities for some increased trails that'll be maintained, as well as a viewing platform on the high point next to our parking lot here. So those are all some improvements that are going to happen in the next, beginning for the next couple of years.